Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore.
And now it's not even to be first, it's just to say whatever you're told to say. They've made it real easy for the media, for those talking heads. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you're mask-free. You can call up to 888-673-1450 and visit with us. I would love it. And even those that disagree with us, fine, give us a call. It's fine to do that. We had a caller yesterday that didn't agree with us at all. And she emailed me to tell me I was a bully. Well, I don't think I acted like a bully. I think I acted, I just told her if she wanted to wear a mask, that was fine. Just don't tell me to wear one. Anyway, it's always interesting whenever they go there. You're a mean bully. That's what you are because you didn't agree. Ah, that's usually what it boils down to.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about mail-in ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to tell you, as of today, there's nothing to worry about.
Really?
Senator Joe Manchin has introduced legislation to keep post offices open throughout the pandemic
so
they can handle the mail-in ballots.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks be to God.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm beyond impressed.
Whew.
Yeah.
What a relief.
Well, we're all taken care of now. So that's good.
More legislation does it every time.
Gosh. I don't even know what to say. This from my friend Lynn, who kind of keeps tabs on some of these bills coming through. H.R. 2, Moving Forward Act. Since you just mentioned legislation, just wanted to add this gem in. I think this has gone to the Senate now. Aside from transportation updates and changes, H.R. 2 will update and change the following. Education to almost completely skill-based, credential-based for jobs and economy, like China, you know, where they gear you into a job in the second grade. Any federal investment made in our states, regions, and towns, ebbed climate change in all areas of our lives, ebbed digital equity and universal IDs. Yeah. Just what we were talking about the last hour.
Wow.
Expand the federal government with new offices, programs, and staff. P3s, public-private partnerships in government for more control over people. Impact property distribution and streamline neighborhoods until the government's design, neighborhoods for the government's design. Restructure all financial systems, resurrect shovel-ready restoration rebuild projects, and create environmental justice credit system to align with the UN. Because I know that our dream in America was always to align with the ultimate governance of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
I was reading through the text of this bill, and there's one part that really impresses me.
What's up?
It's section 1601.
Yeah.
It's called Vision Zero.
Gosh. What?
Vision Zero. That's pretty
Vision
exciting.
Vision Zero.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. There's over 2,700 pages of this, H.R. 2. And there was, I guess this was a couple smaller bills thrown in to create one mega monster. And this is where the craftiness comes in. You know, the crafty Congress. Anyway, so yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Section 1609. Secretary of Transportation will work with local education agencies, higher education institutions, community college, skill-based schools, and statewide workforce development boards to create exclusive career paths and apprenticeships. But that doesn't mean what you think it means. What it really means is that they're going to destine your kid through a work path so that your kid will know exactly, the choice will not be his. Oh, no, they'll know exactly what they're going to be doing for a living as early as 10. That's awesome.
Wow.
I love that. Yeah, said no one ever.
This bill basically is the let's control everything bill.
Yep.
I mean, it really is.
It really is. It's the entire section on digital equity, if you're wondering about that. It's deeply rooted in big data, big tech. It means absolutely nothing good for us as free people. And you'll find the section begins on page 1331. Look for capacity grants. Look at workforce education outcomes. This is where outcomes is the government's mold for you, not your personal choice. And then it's related to the digital equity is the cost of $50 million from third-party data collectors. Yeah.
Wow.
So Sharla Isserbitt, who I've had on the show multiple times, she's aging a little bit now. She worked for Reagan way back when. Anyway, many people are very upset about this, and this came from Lynn Taylor, and we've had her on the show as well. But there's some scary stuff coming out of this.
Sure.
It's a huge, ginormous monster
bill.
It is.
I like this, the report on COVID-related funding for the aviation sector.
Yeah?
I didn't know the aviation sector got COVID funding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice to know.
Government also got ownership of them. Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot in here.
Not nice.
So you'll find a whole lot of sustainability that just screams Agenda 30, which is perfect because that's, in fact, on page 1652, it says all smart cities communities must be sustainable. All and on page 1702, all energy finances must be sustainable. On 1789, all federal public buildings and spaces must be green in sustainability. All fisheries, all salmon trade, you name it.
And it passed the House.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, we just, you know what? And this isn't getting a lot of attention because COVID gets the attention.
If this passed the House, and mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you could stop any single one of those congressmen and ask them what's in this bill, mm-hmm. and they can't tell you.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue what's in this bill.
Lynn said, remember the USMCA, how much we hate that bill, the USMCA-Mexico-Canada agreement mm-hmm. that basically makes us a North American union, Canada, Mexico, and us. Remember how that agreement accompanied by congressional bills to change America to adhere to the constructs of it? Education was 100% attached to labor, jobs, and workforce. See, the biggest section of the USMCA, one of the bigger sections, was all about how a global governance, a new governance, would control labor, workforce, and then under the auspices of LGBT and gender equality and all of this garbage, this nonsense stuff. And so, like she's saying, tying it 100% to labor, education, and jobs and workforce, instead of just being the route in which you learn how to add and write a paper. Now it's career path.
You know, an interesting thing about bills is mm-hmm. if you go look at them, and there's always a title section.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, here's a list
HR
of...
HR 2. Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of short titles as passed House.
Mm-hmm.
The California New River Restoration Act of 2020 is part of this bill.
Love how they slam
the Green Act of 2020 is part of this bill.
Jeez Louise.
It's promoting mm-hmm. women in the Trucking Workforce Act is part of this bill. Promoting women in the Trucking Workforce
Act. I'm sure
Act.
If a woman wants to be a trucker, they'll just go ahead and be a trucker. I didn't know they need to be promoted into it.
Interesting. Reopen and rebuild America's Schools Act of 2020.
Hmm.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the list of these things is amazing.
Yeah. Why hasn't somebody put through a bill, and why didn't we when we had the House, put through a bill that says you can't combine bills into monster bills?
Yeah.
How about
this? Hmm. Because I notice a lot of little children mm-hmm. in daycare are dying lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many. Yeah. The bodies are piling
all over
up,
the
apparently.
Place. Mm-hmm. Infrastructure Grants to Improve Child Care Safety Act of 2020.
You're kidding, right?
No. Infrastructure Grants to Improve Child Care Safety Act of 2020.
I
don't remember the last time I read about a child dying in child care.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't either. I don't either. And yet they have an entire section. That's amazing.
The only one that makes any sense to me at all is this section.
What's that?
The Open Back Better Act of 2020.
Okay, what in the hell is that? Open Back Better Act?
That's Biden's little thing. Open
oh
Back Better.
Gosh. Oh,
we're going to open back
pray,
better.
I just pray that we do not have to watch him hair sniff and listen to him and listen to all of his back ass word comments for what could be 8 years if he lives that long. Oh, good heavens. They talked about him coming out with this monster thing. Get a hold of your senator, by the way, was the word on the street. Get a hold of your senator quick. Even those establishment senators. Please.
Well, that's where it has to go now because it's already past the House. Yeah.
But I guess Biden still hasn't announced his running mate. So they think it's between Ben Shapiro says it's between Susan Rice and Kamala. Kamala. She has about as many brain cells as your nearest stick, but, Susan Rice knows where the bodies are buried. So, who do you think he's going to choose?
Well, I don't know, but I know one thing.
What's that?
He's not going to choose them until about October 40th.
That's so true. Oh my gosh. A lot of people still think he's going to choose Michelle Obama.
I know.
There's a lot of people that think that
or if Hillary. That was going to happen, it would have already been announced.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't be afraid to announce that.
Usually, all this is done by the third week of July, by the way. So the fact that it just keeps going is very interesting to watch. But,
well, there's other important things happening.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, who cares, right? Except that he's already said that if he was president, I can't even imagine our world, but if he was president, that he wouldn't live very long. So whoever was vice president would be the president. He's predicting his own ousting, his own suicide, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
The reality is that we can be confident that we actually know who the vice presidential candidate is.
Who?
A black woman. That's who it is.
Thank you. You're right. Why don't they just say black woman?
Yeah. That's his candidate.
Yeah. Because that's who he dialed it down to. I mean, no requirements really even expected at this point. Nope. Just that you're black and you have ovaries. And if you meet those two qualifications, that's how you serve up respect to the black neighborhood, I guess, is to just put a person in there that's black. Okay. They're just a place filler for black.
You're wrong about that. It's not black and have ovaries.
Oh.
You don't have to have ovaries to be a woman.
That's right. That's right. What did they call us? Persons with cervixes, I guess. CNN called us persons with cervix. Yeah, we're not even a woman anymore. Ooh. It's just person with cervix. All right. Well, a black person with a cervix will be the place filler for the vice president's spot. Doesn't even matter who. You're right. You're so right on that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.